Chapter 3 The Glass Slipper.
If only the prince would love me, said the older sister. I would do anything to marry the prince, cried the younger one.
The two stepsisters dreamed of marrying the handsome prince. So they both were jealous of this mysterious princess. The young prince was indeed in love with the mysterious princess. A few days later, the prince announced,
I will marry the person whose foot fits this glass slipper.
There was great excitement throughout the kingdom. Every woman was eager to try on the slipper. Each one hoped that the slipper would fit her. The king appointed a man to find the owner of the glass slipper. One by one, he began to try it on all the women in the kingdom. Many of them tried to pretend that the slipper fit. They all wanted to marry the prince. However, it was obvious that their feet were either too big or too small. None of the women were able to fool the king's man. After several days, most of the women in the kingdom had tried on the glass slipper. There was only one house remaining, Cinderella's. The king's man brought it to the two sisters. They did everything to force their foot into the slipper. No matter how hard they tried, they could not succeed. After many useless attempts, they had to finally give up. The sisters began to cry. They were both so sad. Their dreams of marrying the prince were over. Cinderella saw all of this. She knew that it was her slipper. She was very patient. When the two sisters had finished, she said to him,
Let me see if it will fit me.
Her sisters laughed and began to tease her.
No way this slipper will fit your dirty foot, they said.
The gentleman from the palace looked at Cinderella. Although she was dirty, he thought that she was very pretty. He said,
Every woman in the kingdom should try on the slipper.
He asked Cinderella to sit down. He put the slipper on her foot. He was surprised when it went on very easily. The slipper fit her perfectly. Her two sisters were greatly shocked. Then Cinderella pulled out of her pocket the other slipper. The two sisters were even more surprised.
This can't be happening, they cried out.
Then her godmother entered the room. She touched her wand to Cinderella's clothes. They became even more magnificent than those clothes she had worn. Now her sisters discovered that the beautiful lady at the party was Cinderella.
Please, please forgive us, they begged. We are very sorry for what we have done.
Cinderella hugged them and said,
I forgive both of you with all of my heart.
She was taken to the young prince. The prince said,
When I first saw you, it was love at first sight.
Cinderella really loved the prince too. A few days later, the prince married her. It was a beautiful wedding. People from all over the land came to the wedding. They all wanted to see this beautiful princess. Cinderella was just as good as she was beautiful. She gave her two sisters a home in the palace.
she also found two fine men for them to marry. They lived together happily ever after.